Hey, good morning. It's 8:21, sunny and 26 degrees. We're missing something. Oh, yeah, we're missing Tom Schmaltz.
Awfully quiet.
It's awfully quiet on that side of the room. Nobody's sitting there drinking coffee.
Well, there's good reason.
All right.
There's good reason. Okay. He is on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Tanganyika yesterday to drop off a lemur and a kangaroo that they got from us. And we are stopping on the Lincoln Children's Zoo and bringing back Lizo, which is one of our Chihinkapa-born Fusa.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Lizo is what we would call founder stock, which is a really good fur. If he decides he's going to breathe.
So the Fusas are coming back.
The Fusa, yes.
I love it.
And so you'll be seeing Lizo actually as early as Friday.
Good. Love to hear that.
When we open for the early sneak peek of the zoo at 10 o'clock on Friday, reminding everyone that the grand opening or our regular opening is still the 27th. But we started to think of this good weather and thought, let's make it. Hey, give people the opportunity to get out and make your memberships more, you know, actually more valuable then too. And but because, so 10 to 4, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the following week, 10 to 4 on Friday. And Saturday's cleanup day already on this 13th. So we're open for that in the morning, 10 to noon. And then we also feed our volunteers. And then the zoo opens at 1 that day, and then continuing with the same schedule until the 27th.
Wow.
So, and then we're open daily. So,
how excited are you to be opening early?
Really excited. I'm so excited, and the crew is excited. And, you know, we're looking around going, okay, normally we would have A, B, and C done, but we can only do what we can do with the frozen ground still. We still have snow banks that are ice hard because,
I believe it.
Because they were pushed up with the bobcat, you know, to clear the pathways earlier. So, you know, but you'll be able to see everything that is out and temperatures permitted. You know, we have to put the animals on exhibit as per the weather.
Right, right.
But it looks like that afternoon will be pretty nice and primates will be, at this point, it looks like
primates will
be out. It looks like that you'll get a view of the cubs at this point, the cougar cubs, with the forecast that we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday seems to be rainy, but you know what? It'll freshen up the pathways.
April showers, you know. Finally, we can go to that
And then hopefully during the week, people are going to go, what's she saying this for? But I'm hoping it's windy next week so that we can get that dried off to raking. So cleanup day the 13th, if you have rakes or gloves, bring them. Even if you can give us a couple hours, we're happy. You don't have to do the full morning, but we're really happy that we can do that. Lunch is sponsored by Walmart.
Okay.
So we're real excited that this is our second year doing this. And so you'll get lunch, and Margot Rowland is preparing that. So it's going to be yummy. And then we got our bakers around town?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're also pitching in on this. So everything is going to be great for cleanup day. But don't wait for then. You can come now. We're open Friday. Was that already tomorrow?
It's tomorrow. Yeah.
It's 10 o'clock. And if you feel like coming on down for the heck of it, some things you can wish to spy and probably will.
Yeah.
The joeys in the pouches.
Oh,
the
cool.
Kangaroo, they are big and they're coming out, and they're every time, you know, they lay in the sun right there in their exhibit. So we come out the back door of the nature center, and everybody, a keeper always comments, look at that one. Cause they're in the pouch and they stick their heads
out. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so fun. And you can see them cause the pouches are big. It look a mail carrier.
Sure.
There's a reason they're depicted as mail carriers in the cartoons.
So new things at the zoo this year. Cause you always got new things. Of course, there's the cougar cubs.
The cougar cubs, the Fusa are coming back. If people don't know, we did lose both of our Fusa this past year before Christmas. And so we will be if you want to see, you know, they're the cutest animal are the yaks. If you want to see them, you need to see them this weekend.
Okay.
Because Piggy and Hank are going away.
Piggy and Hank. And where do you come up with these names?
Sometimes the keepers, sometimes the public, sometimes they're named when we get them, remember?
Okay, so, yes.
Sometimes they're named when we get them and we change it.
Change it up like,
and
yeah,
they
I don't
know
like
their
that.
Names, we never change it. But right. Piggy and Hank, I believe they came with names. I can't remember for these two. They're adorable to look at. They're going to a yak ranch in South Dakota. So they will be having more space, as our male, Hank, is telling us that. Yeah,
he needs more space.
He's telling us that he's kind of like, okay, this was great. I'm moving on. And we want to save our fence line. So, yeah.
Right.
Then you're going to see a new animal that, as soon as I am certain of it, as Nico wrote a column last week, and he'll tell you it's white. I will tell you it's white. It has four legs in the hoofstock family. So, okay. So I'll be looking forward to that announcement. And we'll go from there. So some changes.
Well, if they read the article, they probably put two and two together. Right?
I don't know. This could be anything.
Nico's kind of clever that
Nico's
way.
Nico's very clever, yeah.
So anything new in the Nature Center? And we walk in there?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Always.
Bruce and Melissa Fingerson have been working diligently. We lost Tess. We have some very geriatric animals at Jane Goodbye because they get such good care. They live forever.
Sure.
But
that's good for you.
It's very good. And it's typical of zoos that happens. But then sometimes you're like, okay, they're all about the same age now, but Tess is, we lost Tess, was our beloved boa constrictor who lived very many years. She was such a beautiful snake. We have Tasha. So she's in that first window, and she's even a bigger boa constrictor.
Oh, man.
So then we have a tarantula, a large species tarantula, but she's little right now.
Right.
And then we'll watch.
She'll get bigger.
Her grow.
Yeah. Okay.
Really large. People are like, you want me to come to the Nature Center? All you're talking is these. We have Lyle, the blue tongue skink. The window displays have been redone and very nice. So you get to see JoJo again. And we only had JoJo since May, so not quite a year. Our armadillo.
I love JoJo. You guys brought him in here and he rolled around the floor.
It's almost like seamless.
You can't describe the
movement.
No, you can't. You got to see it.
And that's on tiptoes or claws, you know. So we took her out to Richland 44 Fun Night at Colfax High School. And she was a hit, let me tell you.
I'm sure.
She was a hit, but she wanted to get, we had us in the band room. Can you imagine her getting lost among the brass instruments?
No.
So we had to contain her, and she was like, I'm so used to going on my own.
I love it.
So you're going to see some surprises in the Nature Center.
Good.
I just blurted out. But
sure.
Some nice things, and some little frogs. Little toads, I mean. And so there's just, you got to see. And it's so much fun because the exhibits are real nice and you can look for these animals in there. And it's just going to be we still have our palms, our all of our outside plants in there that we'll be moving out when we're ready.
Sure.
So.
But cleanup day.
Cleanup day, the 13th. This weekend, open 10 to 4, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Cleanup day, the 13th, 8 o'clock. Come on down, and we'll be happy to see you.
I bet you will. A lot of new things to see at Jacob's Zoo.
Yeah, and see, the cleanup day gives you that sneak peek preview, too.
Right.
So, yeah.
You can go home and brag about it and
guess what
I did.
So lots of great stuff. Check out our Facebook. Give us a call, however you want to reach us, and we will be there to answer your questions.
Sounds great. Great Avenue Inn. Safe travels to the Schmaltz out there.
Okay.
And we'll see you, too, next week.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Some Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy. We do this every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 27 degrees. Thursday, April 4th, Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dambo. Good morning. North Dakota Lottery says a Powerball player who bought a ticket for Monday night's drawing in Bismarck won $100,000. Ticket was sold at Family Fair at 3101 North 11th Street. The prize was $50,000, but the player bought the power play option, which doubles the prize. No one won the grand prize Monday night, making it worth nearly $1.1 billion for tonight's drawing. Dakota County prosecutors are charging a Burnsville man with reckless discharge of a firearm for a weekend shooting that injured a 17-year-old neighbor. Police say a bullet fired from the apartment of 26-year-old Ricardo Harvey struck the teen, who was in bed sleeping next door early Saturday. Criminal charges filed Tuesday say the victim suffered a through-and-through gunshot wound to the arm. The teen is expected to recover. Investigators say a bullet found in the room came from a handgun that was found in Harvey's bedroom. He's jailed on $100,000 bail. His first court appearance is scheduled for April 16th. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
A Dilworth man is accused of stolen valor in federal court. U.S. Attorney's Office in Bemidji says Mikhail Wicker, 37, falsely claimed to be a decorated Marine veteran in order to collect benefits from the government from 2015 through 2020. Court documents say Wicker claimed to have served in Iraq and said he was a prisoner of war in 2005. He also claimed to have been injured by an IED while being deployed to Iraq. Wicker forged government documents, including one that claimed that he had been discharged from the Marines and a document saying that he had received a Purple Heart. Wicker was able to get over $100,000 in benefits using his fake documents. He's facing charges of theft of government funding and fraud. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information, now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the NDHSAA and the North Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning. Meteorologist Mick Kerr got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup. And this morning, under a ridge of clear, cool, calm Canadian high pressure that stretches from northern Manitoba, which is why we call it a Canadian high, it stretches all the way down to central Nebraska, right through the eastern Dakotas. So, it is a little cool. We bottomed out in the upper teens north of Devil's Lake, around Webster, and over in northwest Minnesota, south of Hallock. Otherwise, it was low to mid-20s. The beginning of a nice day is right now. Tomorrow, too, will be pretty nice. Got no weather worries for the next 48 hours. Yesterday, a little windy and chilly, and Saturday will be downright windy, but not as chilly. So Thursday and Friday are the pick days of the week, even with a little bit breezy coming tomorrow. So today and tomorrow, featuring clear skies, not much for wind today, breezy tomorrow. We're on the backside of the cool, dry air mass generating strong storms for the central Atlantic coast and significant snows, Great Lakes to New England. We are keeping an eye to the west. Saturday's wind will be in advance of the next significant weather system, which again this morning still computer modeled to move most of its moisture through South Dakota, southern Minnesota Sunday. And North Dakota and northern Minnesota will get some, southern North Dakota Sunday, northern Minnesota Monday. Next week, warm and wet for much of the central U.S., Texas and Louisiana and eastern Iowa, southern and western Wisconsin, some of the driest farmland in the nation. Big rains late next week. Our forecast right after this.
Is dicamba banned? Hi, I'm Darren Hefty at Hefty Seed Company. Dicamba is not banned, but there's a pretty big rule change affecting some dicamba products this season, and your time is running out. Registrations for Extendamax, Ingenia, and Tavium all expire this summer. Even worse, retailers like us can't sell these products to you within 30 days of your over-the-top application deadline. That could be as soon as May 13th. So please, if you want to use these products this season, talk to your Hefty agronomist and pick up what you need before it's too late.
Well, how about blue sky today and hardly a breeze bud out of the north? High today, 50 to 55. Clear overnight down to the upper 20s. The wind will switch around to the southeast and increase through the day tomorrow. Sunny and a high near 60. Friday will be nice, but breezy in the afternoon out of the southeast. Mostly sunny and windy on Saturday. Out of the southeast, 15 to 25, gusting over 40 miles an hour. Saturday night and Sunday, good chance of rain, eastern North Dakota. Then on Sunday, good chance of rain, northern Minnesota, but scattered showers, eastern North Dakota, northeast South Dakota also. This